Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream, 11 a.m. edition. I talked about this on the audio podcast. I love Charlie Alemo to death. And, we're going to talk later on, but he said he needed a little bit of a break. You know, he's gone through some loss. What's that now?
He dumped you.
No, he didn't dump me. I don't want no jokes.
Bit of a break is no such thing as a little bit of a break.
Either you there is. Like, see, Charlie is like me. Like, mm-hmm. I work very, very well with Charlie and stuff, and he's like me. I get down on myself, and he's going through some loss right now, and it's like, cool, man. Like, I really do appreciate you.
Right.
And everything, because he does add a lot to the show. I listened to it, and I think that you and him did a great show.
Was it Thursday?
It was. You guys did it Thursday. We didn't do anything on Friday, and I think you and Charlie worked well with each other.
I agree. But now it's like we did a show together, and then all suddenly he's not here.
No, that's not it at all. No, that's not it at all. But dude, all right. So on Saturday, I had my dad's memorial celebration party. Mm-hmm. And then I came over to Tampa because I went to the Bucks game with The Rock. Now, mm-hmm. All right. I have ever seen any reverse racism in my life. Trying to get on this exclusive island. That Ciroc lives on. You do live on an island, right? You do know that, correct?
It's a little island. Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Okay, so I get there, African American guard, and he's like, he's looking at my truck, looking at
Calvin
up and down.
He's nice. His name is Calvin.
Very,
with the glasses.
Very, very, very nice. But by the way, you called him and you didn't even answer the phone. Like, I had to call you on my phone. Just to get you an answer, and man, that's effed up.
I don't have the security gate's like number saved, so it was like unknown. I never really answer unknown numbers, especially if they don't leave a message. Mm-hmm. And then you called after that, so I figured it was the gate.
Okay, so I get there, and he's like giving me a hard time because I have a toolbox on the back of my truck, and he's like, "Yeah, it's the weekend, man. You know, we're not supposed to be letting contractors in and stuff." And then he looks in the back, and he's like, "Oh man, you got a lot of fruit back there," and I felt really uncomfortable because they weren't bananas, they were plantains.
But
do you get what I'm saying though? Like a reverse racism, you know? Like I was getting judged about coming
trying
in there,
bribe him with some bananas.
No, that's not what I'm saying, Sarah.
How many? How many? Come on.
How many of these mini bananas do I got to give you? To be able to get on to the most, is it inclusive or exclusive island in Tampa?
No, I mean, it's honestly, I think people see the security gate and they assumed, you know, it's some type of amazing neighborhood. And it's nice, but it's nothing.
Shut up. There is no crime. When was the last time somebody got robbed on your island? Your private island that you live on.
I don't know, man. We really don't have like look at our security guy. Do you think our security guard would be able to handle his own against any type of criminal?
Yeah. I think they're carrying. I bet they got guns inside there.
Hell no. I wouldn't trust them with guns. No. They got a golf cart. They have keys to, you know, access certain places. And they have like a hotline you can call. That's about it.
All right, so I get to Ciroc's, and he comes out, and he is walking what you would say is one of the most non-masculine dogs that you could ever think of. And this dog has got, like, one of those, not just a collar, because you're so worried about hurting your dog's little neck or whatever. That you put them on in a little vest, and this dog is wearing a goddamn bow tie, people.
He's a classy guy.
Are we allowed to say what the dog's name is?
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, is that like, it's, he doesn't have, I like mean,
well, Capone. I mean, it's
got a
Capone.
Secret agent. Yeah,
it's Capone. Is it Capote? Capone?
But he's the furthest thing from like Al Capone. Like, he is softer than how he looks, I guess.
Now, I would love, is your chick back in town yet or not?
Yeah, I just came back from picking her up, actually, from the airport.
Oh, she is here. Would she like to know, like, how long, like, you actually walked him before, you know, like
it was like 20 minutes.
No, whatever, dude. Like,
you gotta understand, with small dogs, they don't need a lot of, like, you know what I mean? Like, once around the block or around the parking garage or just down the steps to the elevator and back up, that's enough for him. You know, he's tiny. He doesn't need a lot.
Can you please tell your lady I said hello?
I will. Like, yeah, I told her when you were here.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
She was like, did Tuttle like the place? I hope it was clean for him and all that.
Yes, I loved it. I loved it. I mean, you did leave some brown streaks in the guest bathroom there, though.
That's yeah, right. You may.
See, that's the thing about it. I mean, they're living in, like, the high-rise deluxe apartment in the sky.
I mean, it could be higher, to be honest with you. I think we're a little low. Four floors a little low.
But so then we leave there. Oh, we IV up first. We don't like actually get the needle.
Did it help you? Did it help you? Because, okay, so timeout. A couple months ago, I told Tuttle that I take an IV, whether it was a liquid IV, little packet, or actually going to a place to get an IV done after drinking or before drinking. Okay. And Tuttle definitely took an IV with me on Sunday. So that negates everything you ever said about me taking IV, because that in that heat of the sun, you know it helped.
Okay, so we go and we walk out of it because, once again, I guess Ciroc is running with the wrong crew, and he knows that it's going to take a long time to get his friends into the gate to come pick us up. So we have to walk to the front gate so we can save time.
It was a great walk.
No, I did not take an IV in the powdered one. Yeah, I took the powder one. I didn't take one in the vein. But so we get picked up by your friends. What is that little area right there that we got picked up at? Like, it looks like almost like a armature works type area.
It's
like,
we're like Jackson's, which is like a little bistro or whatever, and American Social. So it's kind of like, so when a lot of people come to visit Tampa, they stay at the Marriott or something like that. It's one of those like touristy like restaurants you can go to have a good time, and it's right on the water and all that crap.
All right, so we get picked up, we end up parking, and I talked about this story. Tell me about your guys, your friend's house that we parked at, because some white dude was giving a hard time, and then your boy came walking out of his house, and like everything was like cool from there, because this is the biggest mother effer I've seen in quite some time. And like,
who Kitty?
Yeah, tell me that's not your friend's name, Kitty. Like,
no, Kenny.
Kenny.
Kitty.
I was like, I mean, that would make you one hard person,
Kitty.
That like if you were that big and tough that your street name was Kitty. Yo, here comes Kitty down the road, Joe.
Everybody hide your jewelry, hide everything. No, it's Kenny. We actually call him Youngblood, which is kind of funny. But so that house that he lived at. So just to give you guys kind of like a visual example. So he lives like maybe five minute walk to the stadium?
Yeah, it's like two blocks from the Morgan & Morgan office building right there. So it's a 5-8 minute walk. But the great thing about the walk where he is like some of the best food spots
are right
there. I mean, it was a great, amazing spot.
So the house that he lives at, which obviously he rents, is actually owned by 717, you know, like the they own like a lot of parking lots and like a lot of valets. Mm-hmm. So what happens is there's a guy out there actually working for 717, like letting people park in the yard that you got to pay for, obviously, but
on his land, like his, like, 30 acre, yeah, like
exactly.
Like, he gets to be able to let people park right out front, right? Like if he wants to.
Right. So if you're like in his driveway or like to the, you know, where we park, kind of like to the right in front of the house, I can park there. But
we did a white trash style. Like, we just parked right in the front of the yard, like right in front of the house.
Now, the funny part is, though, remember across the street?
Yeah, I got, wait, you're getting ahead of me because I was just about to bring that up. Now, what do you mind giving the name of your two friends? Because I do, like...
Oh, Martin and Tony.
Yeah, all right. So, Martin and Tony, they were like, they, as soon as you stepped out of the car, man, they were getting at you, like, hard. They were like, no, I'm being dead serious. Like, Ciroc, man, I'm being your friend and everything. But, man, they were like, man, they mess. Fucking... They, I'd say I just cursed. That I was like, man, they Evan hates Ciroc.
Yes, there we
no,
go.
No, but they did. They were like, man, they hate Ciroc. Why does he even go over there and like talk to them? It was like they hate his goddamn guts. And I was like, what is this about, man?
No, they listen. They love just start stuff. They just best as you can see what happened later on.
Can you
explain
who was across the street though? Who?
All right, so I don't want to be.
I know you got to be quiet. Loud. All right, I'll say it.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
you say it, please.
All right, so let me believe that it was your girlfriend's family, friends, cousins. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So
they lived there.
Yeah, but why would your friends, like, say that?
Because they just, they're
Esters.
Yeah, they talk, they love doing that. I mean, you know. As you can see what happened later on in the afternoon after the game, we love just kind of just jabbing and roasting each other.
All right. So we park, we're walking. By the way, Ciroc is like, I learned this weekend. Ciroc is a frat boy. Ciroc is a frat boy.
Whoa, what is that supposed to mean?
You are a frat boy. You are walking down the street. Carrying, and by the way, like, you didn't Modelos. Even buy the Modelos. Why were they making you carry the Modelos around? Like, I don't understand it.
Because so we switched. The last time we went to the game, I bought the beer. This time, he bought the beer.
And y'all drink some of the whitest frat Modelos? Boy beer. Yeah, like, for
that
real.
Is
so, like,
that is straight Mexican.
And somebody was drinking Stella Artois. Like, the first beer that somebody tried to give me was a Stella. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And I'm like, I can't. I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah, but
what
do you drink at a tailgate?
Oh, I would drink. Look, and then okay, all right. So, this is even. So we get to the tailgate party. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I will say this is one of the times where I really felt old, especially since I can't drink. But I'm over there talking to like the parents that are like cooking. on the grill, and I'm like, all right, what are you cooking on the grill here? It's like they're jalapeno poppers and like chicken wings. But then your buddy that we rode with,
yeah,
I didn't know he is like a really, really good chef.
No, don't gas him. No, he's not a really,
no,
really,
but then why
really...
was everybody saying he's a great sous chef?
He's just better than us. That's it. That's compared
but
to
he
other...
hopped on the grill like he was showing out, like a rapper or mixer, like seeing a turntable somewhere, and was like, yo, I got to get on this thing.
Yeah,
or like
he...
anybody that's played the piano. Like, I got to jump on this piano.
Sushi. He deals with sushi, so I don't know how that would equate to, like, barbecue-type food.
Was I pissing him off when I was, like, showing him, like, that TikTok page, that Wave Mount Dora, like, sushi place?
No, he doesn't care. He has no aspirations to own a sushi shop or nothing, no.
But he was agreeing. He was like, yeah, man, they got really tight social media, da 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 da. But all right, so I'm getting way ahead of myself, okay? I have never also been, the reason why I say frat boy is that you guys were playing drinking games. And
it's 11 a.m., you have to.
I've never needed a reason to drink, okay? What I'm saying is, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, if, for example, when you're playing beer pong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which you guys... We're not even drinking. This is very millennial beer pong that they were playing.
No, time out. No, you know why. You know why.
No,
listen.
I don't
these
give
days,
a damn
you. You don't listen. In an outside setting, you don't you don't actually put, because it's not like we were like at somebody's house where we could just refill with water. It's like we have water bottles. So you just fill up with water and you just drink out of the beer that you have to the side. Or else we would just run out of water and we would, you know. And then you don't want to be drinking beer in somebody else's, you know, it's just it, with COVID and stuff, you know, like crap.
I never saw you wear a mask one single time the whole day. Right? Guess who had their mask on? Wait. Guess who had a mask on when he was it talking lied. To going and hanging out? Hey, let's go meet our buddies behind the pirate ship. We'll get to that one because I swear to God, that was straight out. Reminded me, I started to have a panic attack because I thought it was out of like a zombie apocalypse movie. Like, I'm being dead ass serious. So, so we get to the tailgate party. You guys are not even playing beer pong. Like, once again, like I said, what happens? Like, the point is you want to drink, okay? So say what you say, you're a good beer pong thrower and they're having to drink the whole time and they suck. You're not getting the drink. Dude, do you see my point?
Yeah, but like, I mean, we're playing with six cups.
The table by the way, with water,
the table wasn't standard size, so that's another
water,
one.
Not even the real alcohol that you're supposed to drink in the cup.
My calves were getting like a third degree burn from the sun because it was so hot.
Oh! And if I also had to go on another adventure with you, or how many times you asked people randomly if they had those like Panama Jack, Tampa Bay hats or whatever, just to cover up your neck. Like, see, this
it was so hot. I swear, Vulture, if you were there, you would. It was like we were in an oven, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you could tell, like, you know, after the Dolphins started getting their asses handed to them, you know, you could tell how much I, like, wasn't paying attention to the game. I was like, yo, man, I bet we get at least 5 minutes out of that cloud that's coming.
Yeah, we're looking up at the sky, waiting for a cloud to come to time some shade.
It's like, I think that cloud may, we might get a corner of that cloud.
Come on,
cloud. We were like, it's like we were betting on, instead of horses, we were betting on clouds.
The good thing is, though, like, everybody was hot. So it wasn't like we were just, like, being punished, you know, just where we were sitting.
Not the people on that one side on the lower deck. And then
the club section.
The game, and the game you take me to, your buddy's not working the front, like, door to be able to get this in.
I don't have his number, actually. That's why.
See, that's why you keep everybody's number.
I don't remember his name. That's why.
Do what I do. You said he was Asian, right?
He looked like he was like black and
Thai. All right. So we'll go Philippines. Oh, you go like Philippine Pat. And then you write, met him, front door at the Bucks game.
You got to understand, Teto, I used to work with him for a long time. So
we'll get to the people that you used to work with too, by the way. Because, you know, like, all your friends probably thought I was like the old, like, awkward, creepy guy, like sitting around, but I was just taking mental notes the whole time. So then you guys played, I talked about this on Tom and Dan yesterday when I was on their show, the Thunderstruck game that you guys played.
That wasn't my idea though.
No, that wasn't your idea, but like, I had never ever seen that before, and yet they played it twice. And the one guy that drove us to it, well, explain the Thunderstruck game to people.
Okay, so I feel like you guys didn't play this in college. I feel like you did.
No, I didn't. Well, for one, it's a really common
game. But you know that song, Thunderstruck, and basically you just get in a circle. You can get in a circle, preferably with at least more than three people, or else you guys are gonna get blacked out drunk within 5 minutes. And every time they say Thunderstruck, you chug your beer, you drink your beer.
Or just say Thunder in general.
Thunder,
anytime they say Thunder.
Yeah, you drink your beer, and then once they say it again, it switches to the next person. And then I think there's about 3 points in the song where
it's just straight guitar, no thunder.
Yeah, it's like
no
a minute
nothing.
Straight.
And it's like, and if you're that poor bastard, and the guy that drove us, I'm sitting there watching it the whole time. I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be an interesting ride home. Because I think he did five straight beers.
He did five straight
during that one. And then the whole time I had to hear about those five straight beers. And I'm just like, am I like that older generation? Like, oh man, oh, you know, like if I had a panic attack back in the day, which I do have panic attacks, you would all be speaking German right now. Or, you know, like,
yeah.
I just wanted to look at him like, you guys are all drinking seltzers. You're all drinking imported beers.
Okay, so what are you supposed to
drink? One seltzer.
Let me ask you this. What are you supposed to drink at a tailgate? Straight fireball?
Liquor and some, like, maybe a girl with a very strong, like, Ballast Point craft beer or something like that.
If you're in, if you're in a northern state and it's October like it was and you had a game, yeah, you can handle that. But it was 99 degrees. No way in hell am I drinking liquor at 11 a.m. for a 1 o'clock game with no shade. You would have died. We would have died in our seats.
Okay, so after the Sherpa dropped us off to our seats, which I turned off Ciroc's oxygen tank and I turned off my oxygen tank.
Yep.
Because we were way up there. And I'm not bitching or complaining. I'm just saying.
Were we that high?
They were great. Yeah, we were pretty high. Okay. We were pretty high. And then, and you did the common mistake where, like, everybody already gets annoyed when they get up. You went down the wrong row. And I was like, Ciroc, we're one more up. And you're like, really? Oh, yeah, we are. And we had to go up one more. And then the guy behind us was, like, even extraly annoyed because he already had the people up in front of him.
Well,
and
that's
then,
his fault. He should know better.
How is that? No, you should have been able to pick the right row.
People were moving around a lot. It kind of threw me off because, you know, yeah, one guy he was in a different spot the next time. So it threw me off.
We were around a lot of Fins fans, too. Like,
well, so my tickets are in the on the away side. That's why.
Okay. So then you decide to take us down to the
pirate ship.
The pirate ship at halftime.
Oh, so we were supposed to meet at halftime with my buddy, right? We'll do whatever. But that didn't actually go as planned.
I don't know.
Hold on. If I could have gotten my hands away from my side, because that's how tightly packed in we were, I would have tried to kill you with my own bare hands. Like, that is how
it was shoulder to shoulder. It was like a concert almost.
Oh. And by the way, Ciroc does that. Oh, so what's going on?
I don't know. I thought you heard Capone barking in the background.
Oh, okay. Then, like, when we're packed as tight as we've ever been, we haven't moved for like 3 minutes. Instead of Ciroc, you know, like, he sees a black Hillsborough, right?
I think they're county
police
sheriff.
Officer.
Yeah,
county sheriff, and he's like, "Yo, what's up?" And then they just do like this, like, long, like, 30-second, like, handshake or whatever.
That was my buddy.
And I'm like, Ciroc, the stairs are right there, man. You could have got us up the stairs until this bitch cleared out. Nope.
What am I going to tell him to do? Like, hey, man, can you pull your taser out and just start tasing people in front of us?
No, I said tear gas to help separate them.
They carry tear gas, like, on their, waist.
And then do you remember, like, what really caused the backup was them trying to get this, like, okay, for one.
Guy was dehydrated.
But then his daughter. Mm-hmm. Behind her, like, nobody would give her any room. She's already on, like, one of those little carts that you use to wheel around because you hurt your leg or whatever.
Yeah, the one really.
Like, I'm the daughter of the guy that's fainted, and we're like, just get the hell out of the way, bitch. Bro,
crazy though? Like, how, like, packed it was. We're like, somebody literally could be dying and they would not be able to get any type of attention.
No.
Get people to move out of the way. Like, people just stand there, like, I'm trying to get a
beer. Why when I get in those situations, I don't mm-hmm. point forward. But guess what? I had my mask on the whole time. Guess who didn't have their mask on?
Oh, I didn't have my mask on. No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you took it off plenty of times, you know?
Yeah, when we were out in the open air, not when we were packed in.
Yeah,
like,
the
literally,
guy, listen,
Ciroc,
on our
it
seats, the
bad.
Guy in front of us from Jurassic Park, he probably had COVID. Who knows?
Okay, all right, but we were still outside, though, and, you know, it was so hot up there. I don't think the COVID virus could actually live up in that area.
Evaporate.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was not enough oxygen to be able to survive up there, and it was too hot. You know, usually whenever you get higher, it's actually supposed to get colder. Not at that stadium. It's like your Icarus getting too close to the sun. And your wax wings melt and you fall to your death.
I know.
But I wish
we were at our seats when the C-58 flew over.
Yeah. Oh, no. You didn't. I sent you the video.
No, but
remember,
I wish we were like
were
in our seats, though, at the time.
Yeah,
remember, we were like
that would have been
the
pretty
walkway.
Badass.
Yeah.
But I did get a great video of that. And that great shot. You know, the one thing about the seats, that's one. If you are looking to get the best. Because I know a lot of people, you know how I'm into astrophotography. Mm-hmm. People love getting great shots of skylines, of cities and stuff. That, just from that position. Because depending on which way you look at a city, it just looks differently from its skyline. Right. That is, I think, by far the best view of downtown Tampa.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 100%. And on a, I mean, I know it was hot, but on a clear sky day, too. I mean, it was perfect.
Right. Hold on. All right. So the mic keeps going out. All right. So then after that, I'm like, all right. So we get out of there. What is it? Like 3?
Yeah, we left
3:30?
Early. Well, we left mid-fourth.
Well, with
much.
eight minutes left in the fourth quarter. And then you guys all want to go get something to eat. And I'm like, all right, yes, we're just going to go to a street vendor. We're going to get something. And nope. Once again, we go to the frat spot. No. And they're all buying shots. And then.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
Ciroc. So, like, all right. Oh, this is also the other thing. This is how much out of place I look. The chick that was running the front bar, it took her forever to get ready because she had this gimmick goat suit on, which I don't know what the goat like thing is. It for because of Tom Brady? Is that
no,
why?
I think it was just like a Halloween costume thing. I know, a little early, but
Halloween.
She's like that. She's like
away.
I don't know. She's weird. You gotta like, you know, when someone weird does some, you gotta like clap for her kind of type of deal.
Oh yeah. Guess what? Guess who didn't get a water offer to him?
She didn't this know he guy. Was with us.
Yeah, because I look so out of place. And guess what? You guys, when you got the drunker you got, the more you forgot about me.
I didn't forget. I was like, all right, we're subtle. I had my eye on you the entire time.
And then Ciroc gets this shot. And I'm watching him. Like I said, I'm observing. Ciroc doesn't want to get too hammered. He walks down to the other end of the bar and hides it behind a napkin holder. Like he is drinking. He oversells it. He goes, man.
Listen, it was a shot of tequila, and it makes you want to puke sometimes. How bad would that look? We got the bartender dressed as a goat. He doesn't even know you're there. I'm freaking puking on the side. I got friends that are talking mess to each other. I mean, that whole scene was a mess.
So then we go down to this taco joint, which I got to tell you was really, really good.
Yeah, I like it.
And then you ended up drinking these margaritas, I guess, that also have a Corona that come with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and then the thing is that me and you, we got the chips and dip and your boys came in later. And it was over after that because, like, if we didn't get what we wanted to get before they got there. They went through that thing like a locust goes through like a wheat field because I swear to God that those chips that guac, queso and salsa and chips were gone like within a minute or two.
Yeah,
they're
savages.
And then we couldn't even like me and you ordered first, and then they couldn't decide because Ciroc decided that he thinks it's a great idea. Oh, by the way, complete dick move on your part. We were like, we'll stick around, we'll drink some more, but you got to get through that margarita in like 7 seconds. And his guy is just like, I'll do it. And there's no way. I knew for a fact as a professional drinker all my life, I was like, there's no way.
Well, he was talking.
You're using a straw. He just chugged as hard as he could. And then after that, it was just all downhill.
I think that's what made him angry, though.
You are from Michigan. He's from Ohio. And I kind of get what your other guy was saying. Like, if you're such a Cleveland fan, why are you like repping the Bucks
right
the way that he was? You get what I'm saying?
Right. Has a jersey and everything. I don't have a Bucks jersey.
And then you guys it was back and forth. What's better, Michigan or Ohio? And then it was just going in on Ohio State Buckeyes and then going in on Michigan Wolverines. And then I'm looking around and I'm like, man, there's a lot of white people in this damn bar. Okay.
And
this is at the taco restaurant and you guys are just like yelling and screaming at each other.
What were you that
at the
loud?
Top of your lungs? Yes. And I started getting uncomfortable, and I just kept, I was like, man, we need to go. We need to get out of here. You know, I got to be at Colton's. And look, and if I'm just being real, like, thank you, Tom DeLay, thanks, Tom. 99 cents. I was just like, look, man, I got to be at Colton's house. You know, they're cooking dinner. No, I was just wanting to get the hell out of there before, like, somebody was like, call the cops, because you guys were arguing so hard at each other.
Yeah, but you know, the problem was, like I said the other time, is like, because we know everyone there, like, you know, and our buddies, like the GM and all that stuff. So, like, we sometimes take it a little further than we should, or we're just not, you know, we're not worried about getting in trouble or anything like that, which kind of sucks. But the funny thing is, though, Tony, who I'm arguing with, he's the manager at the first place we came from. And they're like sister restaurants, so
mm-hmm. But then we get stuck in traffic going back to your place, and I'm just like, man, I want to get out of here. Your guy's got to take a piss so bad, and you're just on his ass, and he gets out of the car because the traffic is stopping.
Like, right, like, let's go.
Yeah, he wants
to fight.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my god, this is like, And then, like, I don't know, man. Like, they didn't want me to jump in on this because I was just observing the whole time. And the one guy was like, oh, shut up,
Victor. No, Tuttle, you said something. You said something.
I yelled, if you guys get out of there and start fighting, I'm going to yell world star. And his guy, your friend, said something about, that's racist, man. And I'm like, are you fucking, I just did it again. You know what? This is getting demonetized. I really don't give a damn. Kind of rib now, but like, I was like,
sorry,
are you
Tom.
Kidding me? I'm like, you guys are like arguing over who's better, Michigan or Ohio.
And then guess we went what? To like Baker here. Mayfield and the whole ordeal.
Here, let me wrap this up. Both of the places that you guys came from are crappy as hell, because guess where you're living right now? You're living in Florida. So both of you can F off and S my D.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted
to
say.
But listen, we were seeing red at the time. All of us seeing red. I didn't care where we were, whether it was the restaurant, whether we were literally, we were on the bridge in traffic when he got out the car.
Yeah. And I was just like, man, this is how mistakes are made. You know, like, could you see TPD rolling up there? And you got some guy, African American guy, ripped as hell, beating the hell out of his drunk friend.
You don't understand, though. I'm way ahead of the game. Remember the guy I shook hands with earlier by the pirate ship?
Yeah.
See, that's the first person I call, just in case anything goes south.
No, yeah. So he can get from Ray J to where you're at faster than a speeding bullet.
Just mention what I'm saying. Mention a name. You always have to have cop friends. You have to. Especially me. You have to.
So then I got out of there and just went home. Went home. And it was a great time. I don't want anybody to think
I had fun. I had a great time.
I had a blast, but it is one of those moments that I've had in my life where I was like, I felt like the old dude. I felt like the guy that did not belong there at all.
No,
because
but, I mean, it's just they're
the way
younger,
they
I mean,
looked at me when I said that I didn't drink. It was like I was they were like, does he have sex with kids? Does he do like what? Like, no, I mean, literally, like they would have, if I would have been like, I'm a pedophile, they all would have been like, hell yeah, dude, bro, that's so awesome.
Who's
that? And then
is
I'm
this?
Like,
whose dad is here?
Yeah, and then I'm like, I'm an alcoholic, and they look at me and it's like, shame, yeah. Shame.
No, they liked you. They liked you.
Mm.
So the people we went tailgating with, like, I know them, but I don't know them. If that makes sense, you know what I mean. I just know the guys we went with. That's it.
I mean, very, very kind. Mm-hmm. Very, very kind.
Yeah,
man. I gotta tell
you
though,
food, drinks. I mean, can't complain.
Drug. You can just agree with me. I know your chicks there and everything, but
I can't hear you. I don't think.
The ladies, man, especially that time of the year, walking upstairs wearing nothing but white t-shirts that are like just and no bra too on some of them.
See,
like
you got glasses. You need some sunglasses, man. I put some polarized glasses on, and I'm just.
I'm just leaning back, man, because it's like, and especially like going up the stairs, it's just you know, you're getting that like bounce to the bounce.
Why do you think I picked seats way up in the nosebleeds, you know?
Man. Oh my god. I mean, Jesus. I And then that one chick, I was like, man, look, let's just stand right here. See, I look, this wasn't Tarek. This was me. I was like, we got to stand right here because this bitch is about to go down this escalator. Remember the one with the blue white shirt on? And she just
we're looking over the side, like just no F's given.
Oh, yeah. When you're that clearly far looking away, at like when you're that far away and you look down, like what's the guy going to do? Because the escalators are already reversed at that point. So it's not like he could take the escalators back up. I could have been like, I could have yelled at
running up the escalator.
Yeah, I could have been like, yo, your girl, man, she's got some fine ass tees on her. And like, he couldn't have done a damn thing about it. I mean, he probably could have, but
he's waiting downstairs. Yeah.
Yeah. But guess what? We probably could have snuck by him.
Yep.
I'm very, very inspicuous.
I mean, sure. If you say so. I mean, I think you're easy to point out in a crowd.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's the guy. That's the that's
him.
The
officer. That's him. Yeah, he said something about something. He hates cops. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the shooter. All right, Tarek. I appreciate it. I had an amazing time with you. Nope. I don't want you to think like me, like you know, telling these stories makes it.
No, this is great. Honestly, I'm glad you were there because you know we would have been. I mean. You just reminded me of stuff I forgot about. You know, you need like that third person perspective, I guess.
Well, yeah. Like I was, if you notice every once in a while, I'd be writing notes down and stuff like on there just to remember like what's going on. See, at your age with your experiences and stuff you get to do, this is why you need to like, you know, just start writing stuff down, like little bitty things like that, because it does help you.
Right.
You come from the weekend, you have some stories because people love the personal stories.
Yeah, but that us arguing at the end, me and Tony, I'd probably want to forget that.
Yeah, I don't even know if we should play that audio because
I was editing. I was trying to like, I need like a dump button or somewhere I can just because I mean it was some stuff that.
Okay. All right. So I'm not gonna say which one of your buddies. So we're walking down the street and somebody uses the. Certain word for gay people, okay, and then he's like, yo, watch what you're saying there. And then as soon as we get in the car, he was like, with all due respect, you guys are acting like a bunch of and I was like, okay, so that's how it works now. As long as you say with all due respect before it like it all worked out. See, you're good. See, aren't you glad that you did bring me because I did observe some of these things?
Dude, he says it all the time, so I'm so like numb to it. Like I don't even realize he was.
But he did when we were walking down the road. Maybe he was being sarcastic then. Oh, you know, maybe I didn't get him because like he got mad when you guys were calling each other. You Ohio, you work for gay people, you Michigan.
Listen, as long as he doesn't ever run for like Congress or something like that, or run for any political position, he's good. Like he would run and then literally like 20 minutes later be breaking news. So and so said this 10 years ago.
And be like Jay Gruden. And be like,
No, he was worse than Jay Gruden.
Wait. All right. So real quick on the Jay Gruden thing. Do you think like, if he would have used different words instead of the F word for gays, because I mean, some of the things he was making a little bit sense, like, you know, like he was like, look, we have plenty of, you know, F word for gays because that's what he was saying on the thing over and over and over again. And we made no big deal about it in Tampa. But when Sam Darnold comes in, you know, like that's what got him in a lot of trouble. And then, you know, the whole Michelin tire comparison thing was not a good look either.
Well, and that's what's up. But, like, you know, like, oh, man, football's different. It's just, I mean, obviously, these are things you shouldn't say. But if you're ever really in a locker room or on the field, like, it's the reason why
locker
they
room should
mic
be
up.
Sacred. No, locker room and on the field. You know, my dad always used to say this. Mm-hmm. And he would be like, he was like, you know, you know, when in the scrum, like when you're playing football, like, you know, it's just like every man for himself, testicles are getting grabbed, eyes are getting gouged. Right. He was like, and my dad one day was like, I wonder how many times the N word's being said in that dog pile right now. Like, and I was like, that's a very interesting question.
You put mics on like the field or like on the ground, so, like underneath the third.
But do you think there should be a flag? Like, say if it's a black cornerback on a black receiver, and they were like, he was like, yo, you ain't got this, you know, and said that certain word. Do you think that should be?
It's with sports, I don't know. I won't say sports. We'll say just football, for example. I mean, it's a brutal sport, man. It's just like if you were in a fight with somebody, or like if you were, you know, I don't want to say like at war or anything like that, but like, you know, when you're drilling this pump, you're playing a game, you're competing. Like, I mean, things come out that you would never say, you know, if you're really thinking about it.
I know you're not a movie fan, but do you remember the movie The Program, where it had that Latimer guy? Well, anyways, this big black middle linebacker, like he would talk trash to the quarterback. He was like, he would be like, "Yo, I knew you. You raped my sister back in the day." He was like, "I've been waiting for you to get out of here." He was like, "Cause I'm gonna make you pay for it." And like, and the quarterback's like the whole time, he's like, "Dude, what are you talking about? I never ever like had sex with." He was like, "No, you're lying." He was like, and he would just get in their head and like would rip their heads off. Like it was like, "Yeah, man, every game he would like
whatever he did
personal
to hype himself up." Yeah.
Yeah. He was just like, "Yeah, you raped my sister, man. Wait for you to get out of jail. Now I caught up with your ass." I know it sounds weird coming from me, like, especially with these glasses and everything on. Anyways, The Rock, tell people how they can find the weekly review.
Of course, you can find it on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, aka iTunes. Just type in a weekly review, or just type in Serac, Serak, and yeah, you should see my ugly mug pop up.
All right, guys, I don't know. You should just stick with it.
Yeah.
Just like I say, greetings and welcome to greetings. Another edition. Greetings, and I should add salutations in there.
You should just say greetings, my fellow Americans. Greetings say, and fellow salutations. Americans.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good night.
Yes. All right. All right, Serac, have a good one, man.
All right, buddy. Peace.
Bye.